This is David Journeau from Today I Caught the Plague, and you're listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
With John Colone, with Sinner Called Over Revenge.
Yo, what's up? This is Chris, and you've just locked into volume 118 of The Grind on punkradiocast.com. We've got three interviews coming your way today, and four great bands featured in our From the Mailbox segments. In the second part of the program, we'll also be hearing a conversation that I had a few days ago with Ben Rispin, one of the guys behind Burley Calling Music Fest in Burlington. I forgot to get him to do a station ID for us. We also forgot to do a station ID with Sean from Samuel Caldwell's Revenge, so I just grabbed that off his answering machine. Big day today. In fact, it is December the 9th. It's the birthday of our Grind correspondent in Ottawa, Marcus. And in the next volume of The Grind, 119, airing next Friday, that is the 16th, you will be hearing some of his lead-up partying that he got to do with our pals in Overtime Heroes. So an interview with them, and we've also got an interview with Aiden, contributed to us by Stephen Blackheart of Blackheart Radio on punkradiocast.com. But back to volume 18, back to the show today. We do have that conversation with Ben from Burley Calling. That is going to be taking place next weekend, the 16th to the 18th in Burlington, Ontario. If you're anywhere in the greater Toronto area and looking for something rad to check out that weekend, you should really hit up the shows at Burley Calling 5. Hell, if you're in Quebec or maybe even just looking to cross the border into Canada for some fun, there is a solid lineup of bands playing this fest, and it's going to make it all worthwhile. So that talk with Ben is coming up within the second hour of the show, and as I said, I also recently had a chat with Sean Colone from Texas's Dang Records, Dang Studios, and the band Samuel Caldwell's Revenge to find out what's going on with those guys, some of the upcoming projects for the label and the studio, and we'll also be debuting a brand new song from the SCR Dudes in the midst of that interview. So listen for that at the start of the second hour. We'll also be hearing some sweet new tracks from some bands from all over the place in our From the Mailbox features, as well as that conversation that Marcus had with David Journeau from the Ontario band Today I Caught the Plague. That's coming up soon, but first we'll hear some tracks from a band called Wake the Dead off of their debut album, The Things We Can't Forget. This is From Love to Hate. We'll be right back. hailing from beautiful Marseille in the south of France, Wake the Dead are a five-piece melodic hardcore act, as you can tell from their name, influenced by Comeback Kid. They also meld in the sounds of their other influences like Strike Anywhere and Have Heart. You can find them online at facebook.com/wakethedeadhardcore. And two more tracks right here on The Grind. This is Playing Suicide. Since getting started in 2010, Wake the Dead have played over 80 shows throughout Europe, supporting bands like A Wilhelm Scream, Death by Stereo, 9/11, and Insane. You can find a full album stream of The Things We Can't Forget over at wakethedeadhardcore.bandcamp.com. And here's one more killer off that release, Wake the Dead with Still Alive.
Let it go by.
dipping into Marcus's interview with Today I Caught the Plague. This is off their Lore album, available now. This one's called The Consequence of Fratricide.
Hey everyone, this is Mark reporting for The Grind. I'm in Ottawa right now with David Journeau from the band Today I Caught the Plague. How's it going?
Going well, thank you.
So what's your role in the band, David?
I am the vocalist in the band in terms of musically, and otherwise I do a lot of the graphic design and artwork for the band.
And you actually work with a lot of creative, right?
That's right, yeah.
With John from This Is a Standoff?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And how many members are you in the band total?
There are six of us.
And there's even a piano player, right?
That's right.
Cool. So if someone would ask ask you what Today I Caught the Plague show is like, you'd say?
I'd likely say that it's an energetic event. A lot of movement on stage, and just the guys and myself really feeling the music and kind of putting out there what we really feel at that given time.
So with the band starting in 07 and staying a tight-knit group ever since, what's the key to keeping the passion and camaraderie between members?
I'd say, like, in terms of passion, it's something that we've always just kind of had there. It's music has been something that's been with us all our lives and kind of is within our souls. So the passion for it never really goes away, I don't feel. In terms of camaraderie, it really comes down to choosing the right people from the beginning. That's one of the biggest things I'd say about starting a band, is just making sure that you can really get along with the people you're working with.
And in terms of the members, have you known the guys for a long time?
Some I've known longer than others. The drummer and I were in a band since 2001, a previous band called Legend Falls.
Okay.
And then pretty much the rest of the guys we met at the start of forming this band when we were holding auditions.
Okay. And your first album, Lore, came out in summer this year. Great reviews, awesome album. And it followed with a tour across Canada, playing shows with acts like Protest the Hero, Ninja Spy. So how's life been since the album and the tour?
It's been great. A lot of good things going on. We landed another tour that's coming up with the Devin Townsend Project, which we're pretty excited about. And he's a big name in the Canadian progressive metal scene. Just keeping going strong with all sorts of stuff. I can't get into too many details.
That's fine. Cool.
Tempting Haiwa.
band sound can be described as hardcore mixed with metal influences and a lot of genres in between. Does this make the writing easier for you guys, or does it challenge you every time?
It's always been... It's funny, because when we write our music, we don't tend to think about genres. It's always like we just write what comes out.
Okay.
Actually, if we had our way, we'd just call our music music and have no needs to classify it.
Yeah, especially today with all the subgenres, I guess. You know, every band has a new skate core, every core.
Yeah, it's crazy. It gets insane. But for that reason, it's generally easy when we write, because we just do what comes out of us naturally. But at the same time, we are a bit of perfectionists when it comes to it.
No, that's always good. Yeah. So your lyrics, and you write the lyrics, right?
Yes.
They cover a lot of history, I imagine, from African, Mayan, European, Hindu, for example. So have you always been fascinated in terms of cultures and that kind of way of life?
I've always found mythology to be very fascinating, because it's always so rich. Like, the stories are so deep, and have just the most creative aspects to them. But it really grew from the point of doing research for this album, rather than being something that I was really into before. It's something that I've become really into because of the research that we did.
Okay. And how is it important for you guys to stay as an indie band, when I'm sure there's a lot of labels out there wanting to sign you guys?
We really just want what is best for the music and our project, trying to get it out there as best we can with the type of vision that we have for it. So that being said, if the right help comes along, the people who share that vision and will help us ultimately get to where we want it to be, yeah, we'd be more than happy to work with people. There have been a couple places that have shown interest, and we've decided to continue along our own path because we felt like that was better.
And I find, personally, there's a lot more bands staying that way too, as their choice, because it's a lot easier to control, I guess, in terms of touring and just sales, right?
Mm-hmm. From Bulwark to Bane.
speaking of tours, any plans for 2012 and beyond?
2012 and beyond, we don't have anything at this point. We will definitely be touring. We want to try and get into some international markets, though whether or not that's going to happen remains to be seen.
Okay. So, David, you played an acoustic show in Ottawa November 10th with Ben from your band on acoustic guitar. I know it was different for you, but how was the experience in general?
It was great. I've done many shows myself, playing acoustic and singing just other songs that weren't Plague stuff. And I've always enjoyed that, but taking the Plague songs and converting them into those styles was a lot of fun because it was an experimentation.
And
it was fun to bring that kind of energy to a Today I Caught the Plague show and have our fans there and be able to interact in a different way. It was so casual and intimate. It was really nice.
So where can people reach you guys online for music, CDs, merch?
Well, we have todaicaughttheplague.com. There's always facebook.com/todaicaughttheplague. In terms of actually getting merchandise and music, you can go to iTunes for music for digital, and you can go to todaicaughttheplague.bigcartel.com for merchandise and physical copies of CDs.
Sweet. And any last words to say to the listeners before we end this?
No, nothing really besides thank you very much for listening, and to yourself, thank you very much
problem.
For having me on.
No problem. So thanks a lot for your time, David. Cheers.
wrapped up the Today I Caught the Plague segment with A Radiant Dawn, and just heard the song Lifeboats from our next From the Mailbox featured band, Almeida. And unless you already have their new album, Fantastic Massacre, which just came out on the 3rd of December, that song was new to you, as we've got a couple online debut tracks from this UK thrash punk and hardcore band from the south coast of the United Kingdom. Let's hear another debut track from Fantastic Massacre, which you can pick up over at almeida.bigcartel.com. This is Jury and the Executioner. Great stuff there, and a big grind hello to Tom West, Almeida's lead vocalist. Connect with them at facebook.com/AlmeidaOfficial, or you can get their hands on a digital release of Fantastic Massacre through Lockjaw Records in the UK, or grab the Japanese release through our friends at Bells On Records after December 28th. Almeida with Occam's Razor. We'll be right back. a track from LA's The Shell Corporation off their recently released Force Majeure album. For fans of Anti-Flag, Hot Water Music, and Jawbreaker, The Shell Corporation are a fairly new act out of the California scene, but these guys have put in some time with previous bands like Time Again, The Briggs, and A Wilhelm Scream. You can pick up their latest album through deathtofalsehoperecords.com. Make sure you connect with them via Facebook to keep up to date with their upcoming tour dates up the west coast of the states, and a show in Nevada as well. They'll be playing shows with Tokyo Raid and even our pals Random Orbits up in Seattle. The Shell Corporation and their current single, Bread and Circuses. Solid release from The Shell Corporation with Force Majeure. Hit up their official site at fuckTheShellCorporation.com. They've got lots of stuff up there, including a link where you can snag their full album for pay what you want. So free, probably, in a lot of cases, I guess. Let's catch one more from The Shell Corporation. This is Ozymandias. I met the trouble from an antique man. You said too fast and truckless like a stone. Sand in the desert.
Look on my words, yeah. phone is on tip to beat. Sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. As if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Nothing beside remains of the decay of that colossal wreck.
Alright, up next, Sean from Samuel Caldwell's Revenge. And when you get a chance, check out the Dang Records page. They've worked with some great artists, including Joey Cape, and of course, Samuel Caldwell's Revenge. This is off their Wild Stallion split EP with In Bad Taste from 2010, Agents of Intolerance.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, how's it going? It's Chris.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm doing awesome, bro. I'm doing really good.
Good stuff. So, we've got some new stuff to talk about from Samuel Caldwell's Revenge. Some new stuff in the works. What's happening, man?
Well, right now, for the last few months, we've been sitting down and working on writing new material and taking some material that we had already done and demoing it out with our newly found drummer. He was in the band originally a few years ago and then came back just recently. He's learned some of the stuff that we had written but weren't playing live.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost a guitarist, our guitarist Will.
Oh, okay.
He dropped out to work on family stuff, you know, that kind of deal. But I'm picking up guitar duties, which I primarily write a lot of songs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be too much of a change, except for you might see us get a little more technical than we were even before. Because I guess he had a more rock mentality. Now we're gonna I've been listening to a lot of Protest Heroes, should put it that way.
Sweet. That is good to hear.
In a good way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're not gonna become Protest Hero. Even if we tried, we couldn't.
Oh, no.
But you're gonna see a little more tapping and some more scales, just some really cool, you know, intricate guitar work. I like to say, I think Millen Collin needs Protest the Hero.
Interesting. I am definitely looking forward to checking that out. Now, I guess that means a little less running around on stage for you. Previously, you just were corded down by the microphone cord, but now you got a guitar to add to those duties as well.
I would say that most likely it'll diminish it a little. I won't be able to jump as much, but I think our live performances will be just as crazy running around on guitar as I was with the microphone.
We have a song here that I don't want to sit on for too much longer. We should get this on air. This is going to be like the world premiere of a brand new Samuel Caldwell's Revenge track.
Yeah, so this is a song that I've been sitting on for a while. Just, it really means a lot to us. We saw what happened in 2009 with the Iranian protest of the election of Ahmadinejad and the things that happened there. And there was a situation where you had a good chunk of the country, you know, going across, went men, women, religious backgrounds, all marching to have their voices heard in an election that they believe was stolen. And they literally walked a million people walked in what's considered a silent protest, where they walked in silence to show that they had no aggression toward the government, and all they wanted was their voices heard in the election. And they were proceeded to be shot at and killed and imprisoned, and their revolution really didn't go forward, but it showed a model of how social media and social networks can be used to organize against the repressive regime. And it provided a blueprint, I believe, and others believe, for the Tunisian uprisings and really the Arab Spring. We really wanted to kind of get it out there, and we're really proud of it. We worked on it for the lyrics probably way longer than we worked on the music, and the music we worked on for a long time. So
definitely some meaning behind the lyrics in this track. These days, we're not that much further away in our own countries, in Canada and the United States, from possibly seeing something like this go down. I mean, it seems to be spiraling that way. So I think everybody needs to speak up when they have the opportunity and show solidarity with those protesting the wrongdoings of our governments. And this is a great track that focuses on the Iranian protests, as you say, of 2009. This is No Velvet Revolution, Samuel Caldwell's Revenge, brand new stuff on The Grind on Punk Radio Cast. We'll be right back.
About that track, their revolution didn't happen. Like, they're still repressed. And I think there's a line off of the album, Potemkin City Limits by Papa Gandhi. I put that quote on the Bandcamp. They didn't win, but they were able to. What they did inspire others.
Yeah.
And to topple regimes that would have been there for 40 years in a matter of months. And the impact was, it was huge, even though they didn't get their freedom yet, because I still believe that there will be another Persian uprising eventually. But like I said, it's standing up for what is right, even if you aren't going to win. You know, what's right is right, you know. So, I don't know. I think it's, like I said, I like the song.
Yeah, it's a kick-ass song, it's got a great message to it as well for the kick-ass song that it is.
So, yeah, that's really on the SCR front. We're working on another record, hopefully sometime before summer. We're playing at Way Out West Fest, so we're hoping to have it out before then.
Nice.
If we're lucky. So, I know, 6 months. Oh, geez. So, yeah, I mean, you know, working on new music, and hopefully we'll be playing some more festivals and things of the over the rest of the year, and always be making music, you know.
Yeah, and we should also mention you guys are working on a four-way split.
Yeah, along with running the B-Wings of Santa Claus Revenge, I also run a small recording studio and a small label, and we were fortunate enough with the label to get a couple really great bands, Ala Halter from Colorado, DC Fallout from California, from LA, mm-hmm. and of course, Santa Claus Revenge, and the other band that I'm working with here in Texas called Perdition, and they are a really great band. All four bands are really amazing, so I'm really excited, and we're doing a vinyl release on it, and we're going to be doing something pretty cool, have some pretty cool different packages available, which we're really stoked about. So I think we get closer to that, we'll reveal what the packages are going to be, but it'll be some pretty cool stuff.
Sweet deal. Talking a little bit about social media when we were talking about the Iranian Revolution. Now, you are not afraid of social media at all. You are well connected. Let's give a little rundown. If people are looking to find either Samuel Caldwell's Revenge or Perdition or Dang Records online, where can they go to find all that stuff?
Well, of course, you can always if you Google Dang Records, or if you Google Samuel Caldwell's Revenge, while you're typing it, it'll auto-suggest to you Samuel Caldwell's Revenge, and it'll have within that, there's lots of different places. Of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter. We have Dang Records has a YouTube site. On our website, dangrecordsmusic.com, we have this, like, you can just go there and see what all the Dang Record bands are doing. We have their Facebook feeds on there. And so you can just go to one page and kind of see what all the different bands are doing and what they're up to. One pretty quick glance.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to get to all these different bands' music is to go to the Dang Records Music website and then click on the bands, and from there you'll be able to either like or just click on through to all the stuff about, you know, DC Fallout, Perdition, a la Helter, and Samuel Calder's Revenge. And what's also exciting is that I can't really say much in huge detail right now, but we're most likely we're going to be expanding quite a bit next year with a little, with a few bands that are a little higher profile. So
nice.
It's pretty exciting. People were, I guess, digging on our mentality of, you know, DIY and being socially conscious, and I'm hoping we continue that direction as much as possible.
Perdition with I Saved a Bullet for You.
Even if these words fall on deaf ears, I'll scream them out, slurred and unclear.
We should also mention that up on Dang Records Music, from time to time, you guys are known to stream a live performance from some bands on the roster as well. Do you guys have any plans for that coming up in the future?
Well, as far as live streaming, because of quality standards, I'm kind of moving away from the live streaming.
Oh, okay.
What we're gonna be doing is doing some what I call at this point punk rock rehearsal. And what we're going to be doing is bringing certain bands on the label and maybe some other bands, some other friends come as they come through Texas. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll come to our recording studio. We'll be recording live like four or five songs, but we're also taking high def video and multiple camera angles.
Sweet.
So that you kind of get that intimacy of chilling out with a band in their jam room, but also the good sound quality. And we'll edit that together and it'll be packaged. We're talking with Dying Sing about doing a few things. So it'll be something pretty cool. I want somebody to be able to see the band and really get a good vibe, what they sound like,
yeah.
And, you know, what their vibe is, you know. So it's kind of like, I equate it to when anyone in a band would recognize this. When you're in a rehearsal place, you know, you go in and go listen to one of the other bands rehearse, and they're all having fun, and it's more of a very more relaxed situation. But there's a little bit of performance aspect to it as well. You want to show off to your, you know, fellow musicians a little bit. So I want to try and capture that aspect and show fans that, you know, it's more stripped down than a show, but not so stripped down to be acoustic. So you still get drums. Cool. I'm a drummer, so I like drums.
That's awesome. So lots of stuff in the works for you guys. And like we said earlier, if you want to find them online, do the Google thing, Facebook, Twitter. They're all over the place. And no shortage of awesome stuff coming out from Dang Records. Anything else you want to toss out there before we get on to something else here on The Grind?
Yeah, I would say... keep supporting local music from whoever your favorite bands are, whether hopefully they're Dang Records bands, but whatever bands, buy their stuff, man. That allows these bands to put out more records and put out more stuff. And, you know, just, you know, buying one or two things from a band really, really helps them out a whole lot. So, you know, like I said, support your local bands. Your dollar is your vote.
Well said, man. Well said. Well, Sean, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day today to keep us up to date with what's going on with you guys. We'll catch you next time on The Grind.
And thank you. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Inside Every Cynic is a disappointed idealist, Samuel Caldwell's Revenge, off of their No Backup Plan split EP with Perdition, and that's where that Perdition track from earlier came from as well. Up next, a band called Money Left to Burn from Nuremberg, Rock City, Germany, aka home of the mighty Joe Huller and Save the Embers. This one is called Feeding the Machine. Left to Burn started out in May of 2010 with Andy, ex Not For Sale, Marshall, ex 19 Reasons, Johnny from Save the Embers, Andy, formerly in Good and Cheap, and Alex, ex the Phony McRingring, and they've released their first EP, Sucker, in November of this year. You guys will want to check out the cover art for this. It's a great take on NoFX Surfer's take on Bad Religion's Suffer album. Pretty sneaky. All right, well, let's hear another one off of Money Left to Burn's Sucker album. This is Tomorrow, Not Today.
Just to find your liquor, got you in your life away.
melodic skate punk coming from these guys. You can check out a video for that song we just heard with some cool skateboard and performance footage from a skate jam that went down last month in Germany. And keep your eye out for the truck behind the band with a TV screen on the side. It's fucking sweet. Damn, I gotta get one of those. If you are looking to get in touch with these guys, hit them up, facebook.com/moneyleftToBurn, or drop them a line at moneyleft, numerical this time, to burn. moneyleftToBurn@gmx.de, and you guys can order the EP for yourself from them. Last one from them, and then we're going to roll into my conversation about Burley Calling Fest with Benjamin Rispin from the video Dead and St. Elvia, with a song from St. Elvia called Walk Before You Run, DMC, off their Between the Lines release from a few years back. But right now, this is Money Left to Burn with a Rebellion in Minor.
Give a boy, you'll give a kiss, but you'll never give a blood.
Hey, Ben, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Not too bad, man. I think the last time we talked, we were both drunk in a Vegas hotel room hallway for Punk Rock Bowling 2010.
Yeah, quite possibly. That trip was quite the blur for me.
As they always are, and as they always should be, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But today,
good time, Phil.
Oh, hell yeah. And today we're talking about a different festival, one that's happening up in Canada, in Burlington, Ontario. Yeah. We're talking Burley Calling. This is the fifth annual event.
Yes, sir.
Let's give a little bit of a background for Punk Radio Cast listeners who might not be familiar with the festival itself. Tell me how it all started.
Well, Burley Calling, this is the fifth year, but actually only the second year it's been held as a festival of sorts. I guess 2007 would it be? Or no, 5 years ago, whatever that is, let's do the math yourself. We were looking for tour support. We were on the road all the time, and we were pretty much, you know, I'd spent all our tour support. We had some more tours coming up, and I can't even remember which ones. But anyway, we were out of money, so we said, well, let's try to raise some hometown shit, like money after playing hometown shows. So what we did is we did a fake tour across Burlington. It was kind of like, you know, we're just sitting over beers, like, let's just do a tour across Burlington. And Burlington's, you know, there's an east and west end. The west end's called Aldershot, and then there's a central, and then an east end. And so we said, yeah, we'll make tour laminates and tour t-shirts, and we did, and it was a great success, and we had a blast. So we did it again the next year, and we kept doing it. And then last year, really, I have an apartment downtown Burlington in the old area, not the new. There's a new subdivision area that's kind of like suburban hell sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But our area is still pretty cool and still rich with rich with old buildings and old houses and stuff. And it's real cool and all English pubs.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I was kind of looking. I have a rooftop patio and I was looking at it. I'd be like, oh man, I should do a, you know, some sort of pub crawl, like punk rock pub crawl kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, why don't I just move Burley Calling to downtown Burlington and just do it here? And so essentially what it is, it's there's all these cool pubs and I put bigger bands in small capacity venues, and you know, showgoers get a unique experience and they can check it out. And that's Burley Calling, you know. It's a lot of fun. So it's basically every venue is about 10 yards away from each other, and you get a wristband that's $40, and there's 8 venues, and you can just kind of wander to each one and have a good old time.
You gotta love a setup like that, hey?
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of out of convenience, you know. Like, I'm just like kind of just looking at it, like, you know, and I'm like, wow, it's a big square of bars and pubs. It's like perfect.
Now,
you know, it's awesome.
This year, the event is happening not this weekend, but the next weekend, the 16th, 17th, and 18th of December.
Yeah, mostly the 16th and 17th. The 18th is just
kind of the hangover
recovery day.
Yeah.
The hangover day at all the pubs and stuff like that. There's going to be like Caesars and things like that.
You've got some awesome acts lined up for this year, including a big reunion as well. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Jersey's going to be doing a reunion, and this was something that I pitched to them last January, right after the last Burley Calling. I called up Greg, who also plays in St. Alvey with me, and I said, Greg, I want Jersey to reunite next year for Burley Calling. I'll pay whatever you want, just make it happen. And so we made it happen. So we were sitting on The Secret till about October, and it was getting hard. People were starting to leak, and people were like, why are those guys jamming together? What's going on? But yeah, it worked out, and that show's going to be great. It's Jersey, and you know, if people aren't familiar with them, they broke up a while ago now, maybe 2006, 2005, but they were going for a long time, from 96 to about 2005. They were on Fueled by Ramen in the States. They put out a record on EMI. They were all, they did really well. They toured all over the place, and they were from, Greg had left grade to play in Jersey, and they meant a lot to a lot of people, especially in this area, and a lot of people in Canada and over the border. I mean, we were touring with Against Me at one point, and Tom Gable was asking about our band, and we said, well, he was in Jersey. He's like, you were in fucking Jersey? Like, you know, so it really touched a lot more people than we realized, you know. And so we're real excited about the reunion. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it. And I mean, everybody from Jersey, or almost everybody, has gone on to do great things. I mean, Jordan Hastings, Ratbeard, the drummer, he went on to play in Alexis on Fire.
Yeah.
And McNabb, the rhythm guitarist, he's you know, Sick Nab, or you know, Sick Boy from the Creep Show, like on Hellcat. So I mean, it's gonna be cool to see those four guys. And then Johnny LeBaron is just a great he's got a folk thing going around the area, and it's really good too, the bassist at Jersey. So it's gonna be cool to see those four guys take the stage again together and play some punk rock anthems. I'm really excited for it.
My eyes can't see it. There's a will and a way, and I'm at so quick to run away. In the downtime, will you see it through? When time's coming, it's so quick to run away. In the downtime, will you see it through? When time's coming.
Time off 2001's Definition release.
Probably by the time this hits the air on Friday, as of now, on Tuesday, tickets for this for that show are pretty much sold out, hey?
It's pretty much sold out. There's a few more online. I just got a call from the venue saying that they're out and they need more. So there's a, last I checked on Monday, I think there was 80 tickets left online. But that was 2 days ago, and I keep getting updates from theticketscene.ca. I imagine, you know, if there are any left next week, it'll be very few. People, they're flying. They're selling like crazy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the whole show's great. I mean, it's the Flatliners are playing support. Everybody loves the Flatliners. The Snips from St. Catharines, they're an incredible band. And then some younger guys who share our rehearsal space called June and July, we threw them on as the openers, and they're pretty ecstatic as well. And they're great guys. They're always down at Fest and really good band.
Good stuff. We also have acts like... yourselves, of course. St. Alvia is going to be playing Video Dead.
Yeah, we're playing. We're Video Dead. Yeah, we're doing our 10-year anniversary kickoff. We have the Cancer Bats doing a tribute to Black Sabbath called Bat Sabbath.
Nice.
We have The Reason, who aren't really like a punk band, but doing great, great things. I mean, they just went down and did the opening pitch at a Milwaukee Brewers game. They're headlining a show. We have Walk Off the Earth, who are local guys, and then they're like the... like YouTube sensations right now. We got like all sorts of cool stuff. We got indie hip hop. We have a comedy stage. Barry Taylor, who used to work for Aux and 102.1, and he works for Y108 now. He's got a comedy stage going. He has comedy records through Universal going, so that we've given them a stage. So that's gonna be something different for people who don't want to see rock and roll, or you know, we got a folk stage. And so it's gonna be really cool. It's a real nice mixture of independent music.
Definitely. Now, if folks are looking to find more info on this, all they need to go is www.burleycalling.com, and you've got all the info, the bands, yeah, the venues, ticket info.
Yeah, ticket info, everything's up there. And if they have any questions, just email party@burleycalling and we'll get back to them as soon as we can and help them get sorted.
Good stuff, man. So how are you doing? You're getting, you know, is that anticipation level at its top right now? Are things crazy?
Yeah. I'm losing my mind a little bit, like I always do. But this year is like the biggest it's ever been. So I'm just always afraid I'm overlooking something and things like that. So it's constantly on the computer, constantly on the phone. There's only, when the event actually happens, I have a whole bunch of help. But the setup is really only me and my partner, Brad Hales, who plays in one of the bands they're playing called Killin' Time Band. So it's really just us. I mean, we have a lot of people contributing and helping and wonderful sponsors and all these things, but really coordinating, it's just two guys, and it's a lot of work. It's a big undertaking, but I'm, you know, fingers crossed that everything works out, and hopefully people are patient with us when things don't work out, because they, you know, there's always gonna be problems and we'll try to fix them for next year. But you know, let's have a good time. I think everybody will have a good time too. So
yeah. Now when you started this up back in 2007, did you have any anticipation that it would be grow to something this scale?
No. No idea. It was just like it was gonna be a one-time joke. And then we did it the second year because we needed money again. But the last year was the biggest year people-wise, and then we didn't make any money. I think I walked away from it with $82.50, but then we had a hell of a time. You know, it's really a labor of love. I mean, if we can pay a few bills with it, that'd be great. But it's really a festival that's focused on, you know, trying to maintain Burlington's musical identity, which it used to be very rich with, and then also bringing some bands that we think are really cool into our city that, you know, people might not know about in our area. And then now it seems that we're bringing a whole bunch of course, people from all over the, you know, all over the province and out of the province, yeah, even, and over the borders into our city. So it was, so it's becoming a little bit of a tourist attraction as well. So it's pretty good. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must have a good crossover of a lot of people coming from all over the place, not just people from Burlington, especially with lineup like this year, who are going to come in and check out all these bands. Jersey, of course, the reunion that you don't want to miss. And so many great acts on this lineup.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope people come from out of town, and I think they are. I can you can really tell by the online sales where people are coming from. You know,
yeah.
Often I know the names. Like I get an update of who bought it. You know, like through my thing, and I'm like, oh no way, someone from Montreal's coming. He just picked up 5 wristbands. That's amazing. You know what I mean? So I can kind of keep somewhat of an estimate of knowing how many people from out of town are coming, and it looks like there's going to be a lot. So it's exciting. It's really cool that it's spread this far. Like, it's more than I could have ever asked for, really.
Yeah.
And I mean, ultimately, besides, you know, like you guys help out, and we really only started doing a lot of press this week. It's all through word of mouth and Facebook and shit like that. You know, and so it's really remarkable, and I'm really overwhelmed. So I hope I don't let anybody down.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think it's great to see artists like yourselves supporting the local scene and bringing in other acts to really amp up the scene itself and just keep music alive in Brampton or whoever's doing this in
Burlington.
In Burlington.
That's okay. It happens all the time. Brampton's a wonderful city with wonderful bands, and they should do something. They should do Brampton Calling or something.
But we'll leave that up to them. Well, I know you're a busy guy, and I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but is there anything else you want to get out there to anyone listening here online or elsewhere?
Absolutely. If you don't mind me plugging St. Alvia, just finished a new record.
Nice.
In the summer. It'll be coming out in the spring, produced by Greg Norrie and mixed by John Drew. And I have a graphic novel coming out in the spring, too, that I wrote with my brother and illustrated by German Schibble. And that's coming out.
Wow.
So, you know, keep an eye out for that, please.
Definitely. Well,
don't mind.
We'll have to get you back on the line in the spring and talk about those projects.
That would be wonderful. That'd be great.
Awesome, Ben. Well, thank you very much for your time today. And I don't even have to say have a good time, because I know you will once it gets going and all the pressure subsides. It's just going to be a kick-ass time in Burlington.
Well, let me know if you want to come up, man. There's a couple wristbands here for you.
All right. It's a bit of a trek from Alberta, but I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Take care, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
wrapping it up with the Flatliners, Sleep Your Life Away. Tune in next week for the brand new Grind, featuring interviews with Aiden and Overtime Heroes, plus a lot more great music. Catch you guys next time. Peace.
I think that's the worst thing I've ever heard. How marvelous.